he is prepared to go ahead with the language I proposed if there is an understanding that we would let individual members of the Congress who would be affected by a base closure and the committees on armed services know 48 hours in advance of a public announcement.
Yeah, that's right. Suits me. Suits you, doesn't it?
It suits us. Bob and I are together.
Now, what is your language you say? Repeat it again. Let me be sure I understand. The language you submitted the other night?
Yeah. No camp, post, station, base, yard, or other installation under the authority of the Department of Defense shall be closed or abandoned until after the expiration of 30 days from the date upon which a full report of the facts, including the justification for such proposed action, is submitted by the Secretary of Defense to the Committee on Armed Services of the Senate and House of Representatives. Section B, this section shall apply only to post camps, stations, bases, yards, or other installations that are located in the United States and Puerto Rico and have a total military and civilian complement of more than 250. It shall not apply to any facility used primarily for river and harbor projects or flood control projects.
Okay, is that 250 figure what you want?
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't it be better if it's more?
Well, the 250 is acceptable to us, and that's the way we went in with it on the language that I gave you. I'd be
inclined
to stick with it.
That's right. Okay. All right. That's in your language.
That's in my language.
Now, does Bob approve this?
Bob approves of this, and if you wish me to, why, I can call Rivers and tell him that...
Tell him, but when's he going to do it? Wednesday?
He's going to do it Wednesday. He says he's got to get it through his committee. He's going to have problems, but he can get it through. It's going to take him tomorrow to get it through.
All right. What about the Senate?
On the Senate, we have not gone to them. We'll pick them up tomorrow morning first thing.
All right. Okay.
Thanks, sir.